Sharing Time, My Heroes and Heroines by Karen Ashton. And Moroni was a strong and a mighty man. He was a man of a perfect understanding, a man whose heart did swell with thanksgiving to his God, and he was a man who was firm in the faith of Christ. Alma, chapter 48, verses 11 through 13. Do you have a hero or heroine that you look up to? A hero is a boy or man who has shown great courage, ability, or bravery, and who has a noble and Christ-like character. A heroine is a girl or woman with the same qualities. You choose your heroes and heroines because you want to be like them. It is important that we choose people who are righteous and trying to live the gospel to be our heroes and heroines. This choice is very personal and private. Following a righteous hero or heroine's example can help you choose the right and return to your Heavenly Father. Parents are often our heroes and heroines. They love us and teach us. They give their time to help us understand right from wrong. Besides doing the ordinary, everyday jobs to help our families, parents often make sacrifices that take great courage and faith. We can watch our parents and try to do the good things we see them do. Heavenly Father has chosen living prophets to lead and guide us. They have been tested by Heavenly Father, and they have followed Jesus Christ and obeyed the commandments. Their lives are examples of choosing the right. The prophets can be heroes to us. There are many heroes and heroines in the Scriptures. As we read about them, we grow to admire the courage of those who served the Lord in the past. We want to be like them. They can be our heroes and heroines. We are blessed by the example of righteous leaders and teachers who love the Lord and have testimonies of the gospel. They can be our heroes and heroines. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Heavenly King, is our greatest example. He is always obedient to His Heavenly Father. He lived a life full of love and sacrifice for others. We want to be like Jesus Christ. Instructions. Think about righteous people you want to be like for your heroes and heroines. Carefully color the My Heroes and Heroines poster on page 34, and then mount it on heavy paper. Collect pictures of your heroes and heroines and glue them onto the poster, or draw pictures of them in the middle section of the poster. Write their names beneath their pictures. Place the poster where it will help you remember to follow their examples. Sharing Time Ideas. Note, this month you might practice to be a pioneer. Children's Songbook, page 218. End of note. 1. Explain that Heavenly Father has sent many people to help us choose the right. Help the children name some of these people, such as Noah, Ruth, Alma, President Hinckley, their bishop or branch president, their parents. On the board, write these column headings: Parents, LDS Prophets, Scripture Heroes, Heroines. Sing the following songs from the children's songbook and have the children indicate which category each song fits best. Follow the prophet, pages 110 and 111. Prophets. Search, ponder, and pray, page 109, Scripture. Love is spoken here, page 190. Parents. Latter-day Prophets, page 134. Prophets. This is my beloved Son, page 76, Scriptures. Quickly I'll obey, page 197, Parents. And seek the Lord early, page 108, Prophets and Scriptures. For additional songs, look in the Children's Songbook Index under the appropriate topics. 2. Explain that in every age, God has spoken to His children through prophets. See Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Sing, Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, pages 110 and 111. Play a game by asking the children to match Bible prophets with accounts recorded in the Bible. For example, which prophet baptized the Savior in the Jordan River? Continue the game by singing, Book of Mormon Stories, Children's Songbook, page 118. Then, matching Book of Mormon Prophets with accounts recorded in the Book of Mormon. Sing Latter-day Prophets, Children's Songbook, page 134. Then match Latter-day Prophets with accounts from their lives. See Sharing Time Friend, February 1997, pages 44 and 45. Prepare this note for each child to take home. We are learning to choose the right by listening to prophets. Share with me how you have been able to choose the right by listening to the living prophet. 3. Ask, in advance, the members of your bishopric or branch presidency about their favorite scripture stories, memories, books, places, colors, sports, hobbies, foods, animals, etc. Also ask them about things they do not like. If they can arrange to be at a sharing time, have them sit in front of the children. Explain to the children that Heavenly Father has given them leaders to love them, guide them, and help them choose the right. Introduce the members of the bishopric or branch presidency to the children and play a game by asking questions such as, which member of our bishopric says that the first vision is his favorite scripture story? Let the children guess which of the three leaders says that. After the game, ask the leaders to share their love for the children, their testimonies, and experiences they have had that have strengthened their testimonies. 4. Sing the first verse of I Am a Child of God, Children's Songbook, pages 2 and 3. Ask what the song says Heavenly Father has given them, an earthly home with parents. Give each class a pencil and paper to make a list of ways in which parents help their children. Discuss the items listed with all of the children. Sing Love is Spoken Here, Children's Songbook, pages 190 and 191. Give each child the materials needed to make an I Love You card for her or his parents. 5. Display several scripture storybooks and pictures, and a picture of Elder Dallin H. Oaks. Discuss how scripture stories can help us choose the right. Ask questions such as, what is one of your favorite scripture stories? Why do you like that story? How can you follow the example of blank in the story? Review Bible stories and personal protection. Dallin H. Oaks, Ensign, November 1992, pages 37 through 40. Discuss Elder Oaks' experience. 6. Invite several adults from the ward to talk about the righteous heroes and heroines they had when they were young and tell how their heroes or heroines influenced their lives for good and helped them choose the right. Explain to the children that heroes and heroines can be those who lived before and or those who are living now. Let the children tell about their heroes and heroines. 7. For additional resources, see the following from The Friend, Helping the Bishop, October 1994, pages 15 through 17. Promises, August 1995, IFC. Old Testament Prophets, January and December 1994, page 48. Heroes and Heroines, Parley P. Pratt, Defender of Truth, March 1993, page 38. Mary Fielding Smith, July 1993, page 32. From Misery to Joy, Brigham Henry Roberts, February 1995, page 44. Courageous Mormon Boy, Joseph F. Smith, August 1995, page 42. End of Sharing Time, My Heroes and Heroines, by Karen Ashton.
Our creative friend.